Welcome back to the Luck Changes podcast. This is our NCAA minisode for week three. I'm going to be your host for the day. This is AJ, the moderator. I'm with my guy, D-Say, and special guest picker for the day, our guy, Jaren. What's going on, Jaren?
What's up, man? Dakota, what's going on?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Good, good.
Ready to get some picks right?
I hope so. Hopefully I do better than I did Saturday.
Rough Saturday for some of the boys, for sure. But yeah, I think we're gonna have a solid week this week. Unfortunately, Nate's out of town this week, so I'll be doing my best to run this alongside Dakota here. Real quick, we'll recap last week. Last week was a rough week, not just for you, my guy. It was a rough week for everyone. Our guy Nate went 1-4 last week. Bit of a rough week for our guy. He had great picks. It's just sometimes the right picks don't always play out, unfortunately. Our guy Dakota went 2-1. I believe you had a push on that Houston game, right?
Right. Houston's me as usual.
So Houston's lost you one week one, and they pushed on week two. I'm kind of interested to see if the Houston wagon is still in full force. And then shout out to Alyssa, Mama Liz. She went 3-1-1. She also pushed on that Houston pick. So as far as our guest pickers go, Alyssa is sitting in first at 3-1-1. Jaren, you got your work cut out for you. A quick correction, by the way. Week one, I did not go 1-4. I actually went 2-3. So I'm going to leave that last place 1-4 spot for my guy Tone. Shout out to our guy Tone. So we'll go ahead and jump right into these picks. With this being a mini-sode, I won't talk too much longer. D-Say, you're going to kick us off with your first pick. I will be reading Nate's picks, and then Jaren will be following up with his picks. So go ahead and kick us off with your first pick.
All right, so first I got Houston -9 against Kansas. Oh. No, I'm just kidding. Hell no. Oh. I will stay away from Houston probably for the rest of the year. I'm going to start off with Syracuse and Purdue. Right now that line is even. Sean Tucker continued to have pleasing performances. And since he's been at Syracuse for 3 years, it's not good, but they've won 3 games in 3 years. He's scored in all of them. So I'll continue to ride that bet that I did last week of him scoring at least one touchdown. Because I think Syracuse is going to win this game.
Let's go. Love to see it. Love to see the Sean Tucker train. For our guy, Nate, this one hurts me to read this one off because this was a play that I dropped a solid 3 units on a few days back. I can't take it back, but unfortunately me and Nate are going head to head on this one, and he's taking Nebraska +11 versus Oklahoma. Shout out to our guy, Nate. I mean, for the show purposes, I mean, I'm rooting for him, but as far as on my end, I'm on the Oklahoma wagon. Saturday, shout out to my guy, D-Say. We're watching the Oklahoma Kent State game. Kent State's winning 3-0. And for some reason, the live line was Oklahoma -8.5. I hammered it personally. And just because of that, I'm full effect riding Oklahoma. Nebraska's coming off the firing of their coach. And they're at home. I kind of like it, but Nate likes the Nebraska +11. So that'll be Nate's first play. How about you, Jaren? What's the first play for our guest picker this week?
I couldn't really find any information on it, but I'm going to go Montana Grizz money line.
Nice. Nice. I love it. Who do we know who they're playing?
No idea.
Doesn't matter.
Taking them.
Is there a reason or you like them?
All right. My apologies with the virtual recording from home. The dogs barked a little bit there. But anyways, Jaren, taking the Montana money line. Who are they playing again? Indiana State?
Yep.
All right. Nice. Okay. I love it. It's the home team. For those who might not be familiar with Jaren, my guy's a Montana native. So I feel like it's only right. Got to do it. Dakota, pick number two. What do you got?
All right. Pick number two. I'm looking at that Rutgers Temple game. The over under is 42. I talked about this a little bit on the main show. I was looking at old box score. Saw Isaiah Pacheco playing for Rutgers. Didn't know he went there until then. When he played for them last year, Rutgers put up 61 on Temple. So I think they can do combined over 42 this year.
Fair enough. I like that. For our guy Nate, pick number two, he is going to be going with the Notre Dame Cal under 41 points. Personally, I mean, with us going head-to-head on the first pick, not the biggest fan. This pick, love this pick. Notre Dame, trash. Cal, trash. It's at Cal. I definitely agree with the under 41. I like this one personally. Jaren, pick number two for you, my guy. What do you got?
I got a Wyoming money line over Air Force. They are Wyoming's the heavy underdog.
Okay. I like it.
You're going money line on a heavy underdog. I like that.
Love it. Love to see it. Took a little road trip through Wyoming this year. Beautiful country out there. I like it. I'm riding with the Cowboys this week. I think they could do it.
All right, go Pokes.
Nice. D-say, pick number three.
Okay, pick number three. I got that BYU Oregon. Oregon's minus 3.5 in this game. Last week, I strayed away from picking BYU. It worked out in my favor. Even though I had Baylor plus 10, BYU won the game by 3 in overtime. But I got to go back to what's worked for me in the past. This BYU team is looking really good. They beat a really good Baylor team that was ranked number 9, expected to make a playoff push this year. So I'm going to go with BYU plus 3.5.
Nice. I love to see you riding the BYU wagon. That's good to see. For Nate, our next play we got here, pick number three, we have a over SMU Maryland, over 73.5 points. It's a shit ton of points, but both these teams are in a full widespread, just run and gun style, just score a shit ton of points, and hopefully you score more than the opposing team. So 73.5, a lot of points, but I could totally see these two teams covering the over for this one.
You know, I do like that. I was looking at that game. Maryland has put up some points this year. What's the spread on that? Maryland's minus 2.5. Well, 2-0, yeah, that's good. Good over.
Nice. All right. Jaren, what do you got next?
I'm going to jump on that BYU-Oregon game as well, but I'm going over the 57.5.
Love to see that. Dakota, you like that? That's your squad? What do you think?
What was the game like? I mean, last week against Baylor went over that. I think it went over 60. Yeah, I like it. 57, nice. That's a good number.
All right. Nice. All right. I think you only had 4 picks this week. So what's the last play you got, Dakota?
Yeah, so I only had 4 picks. My last pick's a teaser, but later on I'm going to get to a game to watch for. There is no line on it, so I just wanted to mention it. My final pick is a teaser with USC is minus 12 versus Fresno State, and then Pitt is minus 10 versus Western Michigan. USC's looked as advertised. Stanford has some fourth quarter touchdowns that make the game look closer than it really was. So I'm going to tease them to minus 6. I'm going to pair that with Pitt minus 4. Slovis from Pitt got injured last week, so he's questionable. That's why the line's a little closer and should be a ranked team versus a MAC team. So I still go with Pitt on that game. The backup came in, played well against the SEC defense, helped them force overtime for falling short.
Okay. USC minus 12 versus Fresno State. That almost sounds too good to be true. So if you can tease that even more so, yeah, that's a solid tease. I like that. Our guy Nate is going to finish picks 4 and 5. He has 2 teasers, so I'll give his first of 2 teasers here. He's taking Vanderbilt, and he's teasing them up to 8.5 points versus Northern Illinois. So you get a SEC team, and you're getting points versus a MAC school, even though it's Vanderbilt. I like it. And then he's going to be taking Ohio State, teasing them to minus 26.5 points versus Toledo. So he's taking a teaser going up against 2 MAC schools. I like it. I like this teaser myself personally. So Vandy plus 8.5, Ohio State minus 26.5.
You know, I would not sleep on this Northern Illinois team. They are the only team in the country to return all 11 starters on defense.
Interesting. Okay. Jaren, what do you got?
I got the Wake Forest and Liberty under 63.5.
Oh, that's interesting.
interesting as you like it, or interesting as you don't know about it? What do you think?
I don't like it. That's something I got this not so fast, my friend. And Sam Hartman came back last week, and he did not miss a beat. And this Wake Forest team looks fired up. It was against Vandy, who is an underdog against a MAC school, so that's saying a lot. But they put up some points against them.
Okay. All right. That's a game to watch for. All right. So Dakota's done with his picks. Did you want to give your game to watch, or do you want to wait till after?
We can wait till after.
All right. So I'll go ahead and give Nate's last pick here. It's another teaser. And he's going head-to-head with these MAC schools. We have another one here. He's taking Iowa State minus 12.5 points versus Ohio. And he's going to be teasing that with Georgia minus 18 versus South Carolina, which I really love that second leg. Georgia versus minus 18 versus South Carolina. They soar on that one. And as mentioned, Iowa State minus 12.5 versus Ohio.
Yes, yeah, that's not bad. I mean, who's Iowa playing again? I'm sorry.
Iowa State versus Ohio. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. All right, Jaron, pick number five. What do you got, my friend?
I got Penn State Auburn over 47.
All right. Is that at Auburn this week? Do we know?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. And Penn State is favored, which is very surprising.
Okay. Jaron's looking for him to score a couple points. Hopefully. Overs. I like that. Okay. So we got five solid picks to watch for. Dakota, you had a game to watch for. What are we looking at?
Yeah. So same with the Montana game. There is no line on this game, but it's North Dakota State versus Arizona. As we all know, North Dakota State has just dominated.
Some dogs.
They've actually dominated the FBS too. They haven't played a ranked team since 2016. If you remember, they beat Iowa, who was top 15 on a game-winning field goal. But since they started this reign, 2011, they went 5-0 against the FBS. And as for Arizona, they played one FCS team last year, Northern Arizona. They lost by two. So that's definitely going to be something to look for. I actually think North Dakota State's going to be favored for sure in this game. But I think they might be double-digit favorites. And in the history, well, since 2005, that's far as back as I could find. There's been four, or this would be four, FCS teams that are double-digit favorites on the road against an FBS team.
Wow. Interesting. Okay. Interesting game to watch for. All right, boys. Well, it was a pleasure gambling with you guys last Saturday, live in action. I'm hoping that we can make some money this weekend.
Hopefully.
Appreciate you, Jaron, for coming out and doing this live with us. We have a Mountaineer trip coming up that you're going to be joining LCP for. So I'm pumped for that. And we'll watch these picks and we'll recap next week, and we'll see if you can take over the top spot over Alyssa.
I hope so.
All right. Best of luck, boys. That's going to wrap it up for me. Anything from you guys?
Nope. That's
something a little interesting, because I flipped to Ohio on this page. Their starting center, his name is Parker Titsworth, and he's number 69.
Nice. Love it. Okay.
So I got to go with Iowa in that game. Ohio.
Oh,
I
got to
go with Ohio.
Damn, couple head-to-heads.
Got to go against Nate after seeing that name.
Damn, couple head-to-heads. All right, well, that's going to wrap us up. Appreciate everyone listening, and we'll see you next week. Peace, I'm out of here.
Peace out.
Later.